Deagle.com was officially operated by Dr. Edwin A. Deagle Jr. In 2014, Deagle.com predictions of massive population declines happening abruptly before the year 2025, mostly in Western countries. For over 5 years, the mysterious depopulation predictions on Deagle.com were regularly updated, but after the 2020 lockdowns, this page was removed from the website, but can still be found archived on the Wayback Machine. Deagle.com has always been a very stark website, with the appearances of being an intelligence agency website. It claimed to be the personal website of Dr. Edwin A. Deagle Jr., who recently passed away in February of 2021. In their recent article, Uncovering the CIA and Rockefeller Foundation's Role in the Depopulation Forecast, released by Deagle, the expose connects the dots that many of us have assumed existed. Declassified FOIA documents from the 1970s reveal Deagle's direct communication with Stansfield Turner, the director of the CIA at the time. In 1976, Dr. Edwin Deagle moved to New York to become deputy director of the International Relations Program at the Rockefeller Foundation. The Rockefeller Foundation was created on May 14, 1913, just a few months after the Rockefeller family helped set up the Federal Reserve banking system, which gave them unlimited funds while enslaving future generations with debt. The Rockefeller Foundation funded eugenics programs that decided who should live and who should die. They outlawed natural medicine and fuel, including one of America's number one cash crops, hemp, and replaced it all with chemical compounds derived from their oil company's toxic waste. The Rockefeller Foundation created the United Nations and have their tentacles in NGOs throughout the Western world. In 2019, they funded Event 201, the blueprint for the COVID lockdowns that were executed weeks later. Officially, we are told that Dr. Edwin A. Deagle Jr., a deputy director of the Rockefeller Foundation and an associate of the CIA, retired in 2005. The depopulation forecast was published in 2014. The Deagle.com forecast predicted that by the year 2025, the UK would see its population decline by 77%. Ireland would see its decline by 72%. The United States by 68%, and Germany by 65%, while other countries, like Russia, are predicted to experience practically zero decline. And official data is now showing that the extreme Deagle.com predictions may be accurate. Official figures, which we can assume are rather conservative, are showing that government shutdowns and mandated deadly shots have caused staggering levels of excess death. According to official UK government data, the COVID-19 vaccines were the main cause of excess death. And the more shots you got, the more likely you were to die. Many are saying that over 20 million have died as a result of the COVID lockdowns and experimental shots. And while that number is historically epic in size, it still does not amount to what Deagle predicted by 2025. But we still have time. A 2014 letter that was published along with the depopulation forecast stated that they predict this decline because the collapse of the Western financial system will wipe out the standard of living of its population, and that the population will be hit so badly that the migration engine will start to work in reverse, leading to the demise of the United States. They wrote that, historically, a change in the economic paradigm has resulted in a death toll that is rarely highlighted by mainstream historians. With the end of the petrodollar and with the rise of resource-backed BRICS, the Federal Reserve's USD Ponzi scheme is likely at its end. And without factoring in a smart recovery plan, this would make Deagle's predictions a reality. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Rees.
Please Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and Rob Duver here with me right now. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, and all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money. Like, but because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us. So that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs. And they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD.
It's a beacon for patriots worldwide. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Okay, it is now time for Ask the Doctor with Dr. Diane Kaiser. It is an audience favorite because we open up the phone lines for you to ask her questions, health concerns that you might have. And usually it all remains pretty topical. And so I've actually got a story I want to share with her real quick, and then we'll get into some of her topics for today, and then we'll open up the phone lines. So not this most recent full moon cycle, the one before that, Diane, when I told you I was doing the parasite cleanse that you sent me, and just so you know, I did the 5-day, I think it's called like the extreme cleanse on the direction things. You know what I'm talking about? I think you guys call it the extreme cleanse. So you basically just like overload your system for 5 days. So I did that one. Now the last time you were on, somebody called in and was asking about eczema, and you were saying how this is a way of your body trying to remove parasites or a sign that you might have it might be a parasite problem. And it's not something that can even be addressed topically. Now, I've never had eczema in my life. Never been a problem. I've never really had any skin problems in my entire life. Never really had breakouts, anything like that. Always had healthy skin. About day 4 of this parasite cleanse, for the first time ever, I actually had a bit of an eczema breakout on my arm. First time ever, Diane. First time ever. And so it wasn't too bad. It didn't last very long, but it was immediate when I started the parasite cleanse that it happened. And it came and went in probably less than a week. But I just remember it happened, and I was thinking, like, this is exactly what Diane said. It could be parasites that's causing your eczema. Nobody even talks about this. If I would have gone to a doctor with this for a skin problem, a dermatologist, they would have given me something topical. And they would have said maybe the skin inflammation would have gone down, but it wouldn't have addressed the root cause.
No, it wouldn't. And these parasites are weeds. They're the things that are growing a lot of the problems that we're seeing on our skin. I always tell people, and it's a little rhyme, so you might remember it better. But if it's on your skin, it starts from within. And nothing that you're going to apply topically is going to address the root cause. Kind of like when you guys are gardeners out there, when you pull the weeds, you pull all the way down to the roots, and then you fertilize the soil so they stop growing. And you're not spraying the weeds with Roundup, because that is an antibiotic anyway. But well done, Owen. I mean, I think in that sense, you could thank your third kidney, your skin, from helping you to purge a lot of the poisons that these parasites release when they die, especially during the full moon. So it's awesome that you kept going instead of saying, oh no, my skin's breaking out. It must not work. It's not agreeing with me. I should cease to use it. And it's something that it hurts, and therefore it's not good. So this is why I call the work that we do warrior. You know, it's a full moon cleanse for warriors. It's the warrior cleanse, and it's no joke. It really gets a lot of these toxins out that the parasites are holding inside of them. That's, you know, there's something that you did in that parasite cleanse too. Oh, and it's a complete cleanse. It goes after multiple different types of parasites and their life cycles. It's really gross. I know you didn't want to talk about it last time, but you did it anyway. And there's also binders, and binders are things that most people forget. And they take ivermectin, which a lot of us have heard is good. I have some things that you might want to consider otherwise, because most people don't have a complete cleanse like you did. So did you do it during the full moon? By the way, that was called the advanced. There's advanced, there's intermediate, and there's beginners. And I had a feeling that you would just go straight into advanced, which you did well with.
I went all in. Well, it was technically my third parasite cleanse. And so I started 2 days before the full moon, and it ended 2 days after the full moon. It was 5 days in total.
Nice. I've heard a lot of people who have been doing a lot of cleansing before, or who are practitioners like myself, or even myself. And this last full moon, I had seen things coming out of me where I was going, see, this stuff never ends. You know, some of the things that we're seeing now, you know, if we're looking at these calamari clots and the things that embalmers are pulling out, when you look at them, they look like long stringy things. Like, what if those are the very parasites that are turning us into this transhumanistic cyborg that they think they can control us through and harvest energy for the source of mining crypto? Meanwhile, we're losing our literal minds. Just like your previous guest said, they're looshing us at every way possible. So when you get the parasites out, you raise your frequency and you're not as subject to them looshing you, AKA stealing your life force energy, which is what chi means. And that's the name of our ministry.
Well, and it's also, you know, the same reason why they put fluoride in the water. It dumbs you down. It makes you less inclined to stand up for yourself, makes you more docile. And so they can slowly chip away at everything around you and distract you with a shiny light. And you just don't even notice until you're literally in shackles.
Right. And those shackles look like parasites. I mean, it really all comes down to these cords that they're using to control us. And if we look at it like that, you can see the cords are the parasites. And they will wrap their tendrils around the multiple parts of your body, the areas that are responsible for protecting you and draining toxins out of you. And then you start wondering why you can't lose weight and you lose your mind. Just like you said, Owen, they're designed to be in our body. They're actually designed to absorb a lot of these things that are dumbed downer toxins like fluoride and aluminum and mercury and graphene oxide. Those are the biggest threats to our brain and our ability to use our mind for our ability to think, our ability to support other people. My partner and my practice, we test people for their energetic force and how much energy they have. The average person right now and the average patient we test is literally operating at less than 10%, meaning their battery on their iPhone is completely drained and they're waking up that way and wondering why. This is one of the main reasons why. So well done, Owen. You going to keep going?
Well, like I said, I didn't do it with this most recent full moon. I don't know. I might wait again. You might have to convince me, but 'cause this is where I think the conversation goes next. And, you know, but parasite is the theme here, right? I mean, there's the parasites in our body, but then there's the parasites that want to run our planet. You know, that's kind of, it's like from above to below. It's like the parasites that want to conquer the world. And then it's like the parasites that are conquering our body. I think that that's a theme that is not a coincidence. But why? Here's my question. And when it comes to diet, and I think this is a good answer, not just for me, but for the audience as well. Why is it so hard for us to... Or is it even possible for us to stay parasite free? I mean, I know that they associate like foods like pork to parasites probably the most. I avoid pork at all costs now. It's, you know, sometimes I can't help it. Maybe some bacon comes on a salad or something. But is it impossible to avoid parasites altogether? Can you make dietary decisions to maybe minimize it? I mean, what is the best advice you would give to avoid it, or is it just impossible?
That's a really, really good question. And it's one of the most common ones that the patients that we support and people in our mastermind group who are coming every week and asking questions like this. In fact, if you guys are curious about this, our next full moon is coming up on August 19th. And so we do this. We do this every month for people who are curious about how to do it. And where do parasites come from? Because it's not just about killing. It's also about the question that Owen just asked. Where are they coming from and do they ever stop? Because people see these things coming out of them and they say, wow, this is oddly, disgustingly satisfying because they start to feel so much better. If you guys go to fullmoonparasitecleanse.com, you can see, and I've talked about this on the show before with you, Owen, how many symptoms are related to parasite infections. So when you start to get rid of them, you start to notice that a lot of these symptoms, including and mainly cancer, go away. We have a lot of people who we've worked with who had stage four, dropped down to stage two and stage zero. When we started addressing parasites, they're the things that create these tumors and create the growths. So the answer to that is that they will always be around as long as the number one, your frequency is low. What does that mean? If you're not living in prayer, if you're living in fear all the time, if you're constantly running, if you're not slowing down, if you're a liberal, just kidding. If you are a Biden lover, wait, sorry, that's not what I meant to say. If you travel the world, maybe, is another one where some people think, oh, parasites come only to people who have traveled to Mexico. And that's not true. I work at a clinic down in Mexico. We do not see that down there. So parasites will also be, and this is a big one, a lot of people are surprised by this one. If you're a gardener, if you're working in the soil, if you are also eating fresh vegetables or fruits, and you're like, wait a second, hold on a minute, I thought that was healthy for me. Well, this is why we want to clean our veggies as well. Ultimately, the lower that your immune system is functioning, which right now many people, like I said, we're like at 10% battery on our voltage, our frequency, our ability for cells to make energy. That when that's low, your immune system's low. And as long as your immune system's low, if there are people around you, like I was just on a plane last night, and this guy was like sniffling and there was snot everywhere and he was coughing and I asked to be seated in the front. So we had to get the hell away from this guy because those are the ways that we get it, is from other people too. But our immune systems right now, I look at people's immune systems often, and I can show you guys some slides I prepared today to show what a real immune system marker is, because blood tests fail for that. It's not just about zinc. It's not just about white blood cell count or liver enzymes. It's so much bigger. So the worse your immune system is functioning, the less they can fight them off, the more toxic your body, the more the parasites, and on and on. But those are the main reasons why they'll be there. And some of them are good, Owen. Some of them are good. They're there to be the cleanup crew for the toxins that our body is too tired to take the trash out and expel, like through the skin, which is your third kidney, or your kidneys with urine or stool, or your hair or your breath, which is like 70% of it. So that's really the whole paradigm of parasites, is they're not all bad.
All right. Dr. Diane Kayser is our guest. One thing you did want to get into today, and it ties into a story that came out of Vermont, which is just despicable. Vermont Supreme Court dismisses complaint in accidental COVID-19 vaccination case. That's not a fair head. Accidental's BS. School can't be sued after child received COVID vaccine against parents' wishes, court rules. So in other words, the school force vaccinates this kid. Parent didn't want it. And now the Supreme Court says, oh, no harm, no foul. What? You injected a child with a medical substance and the parents didn't want it, and you can't even sue the school for that? I mean, that's unbelievable. But you had spike proteins on your list of topics today. So your question on the list was, spike proteins, are they real? Had they been associated with the vaccine? What are the threats and the harms they do to our bodies?
Yeah. And I, first of all, I think that's what courts are trying to be. I think they're the real pedophiles. If you look at it. They're the real child traffickers. And the majority of them, I would say at least 80%, are all in it. They're in the same, they're all in the same family and we're not in it. You know, I think it's disgusting that they're forcing this. It's the same thing with the Olympics. It's the same thing. The Olympics is, I was a professional athlete before, played with Megan Rapinoe as a soccer player. And, if I was playing against a man who can beat me, I'd probably kneel down like the Olympics right now too. It's all of this is sick. What we've been talking about is what is a spike protein? And I'll go back to, because we always have to keep digging into how can we acknowledge that there is such thing as a spike protein when we have not even isolated the COVID virus, whatever that means. And we've never isolated a virus. I mean, I could go on and on about herpes or HPV or EBV. We've never isolated them. And so how could there be a air quotes cure to something that we've never really seen is the cause? So the way that we look at it in foundational medicine, which is what I teach to patients and to our students in my institute, where we certify coaches to help their patients truly heal, which is what we do. People are like, wow, you finally helped me heal, where I've worked with dozens of doctors over 10 years, is that spike proteins are what they're saying is an emergence of what these viruses are releasing by being in close proximity to somebody who has been jabbed. I think it's more of a frequency war. I think it's more of an activation of what's happening inside of protozoa parasites that have been injected into people, and then it's activated by EMFs, 5G fields, and also fear. So that's what I think. And we can actually isolate parasites. We have isolated parasites. But if we go back to where is the virus isolated, there still has never been one virus that has been isolated. What we know about in functional medicine, foundational medicine, is when we're looking under the microscope, we're seeing that viruses are being released by parasites, and they're called exosomes, and they're simply DNA information. So viruses can change our DNA, but it's not the thing that is the root cause problem. It's backed into the parasites, which are causing histamine reactions in the body, causing food sensitivities, causing allergies, causing leaky gut, birthplace of autoimmune disease, causing cancer. Every single thing can be tracked back to that. So we're distracted from that by saying, ooh, let's fear the spike proteins. When really, if we get to the root of this, then there will not be any more air quotes spike proteins or air quotes viruses as much, because we're getting rid of the things that are releasing them. Does that make sense?
Well, it does make sense. I think that when you try to tie it back into the vaccines, you know, people want to know, okay, well then what is it the vaccines are doing to my body? I mean, we can measure the blood clots, right? We can see these things that they pull out. So how does it all tie into the larger health picture?
Exactly. So that image right there is what they found under the microscope. So that was under, I believe that was La Quinta Columna's research. And that's a protozoa. So 70% or so of parasites are microscopic. You can't see them with the naked eye. 30% you can, and they're more of the worm type, and you might see them in the toilet. Sometimes when people do our parasite cleanses, the first thing they start seeing is these long stringy things that are mucus-like coming out of their bum. Well, better out than in, I say, get these things out. But it's compromised with a lot of different pathogens, including candida, mold, poisons, the other parasites, a lot of different things that cause AIDS and bears, and the bears reports that we're seeing, like you mentioned with the strokes. Why are we having all these strokes? What is that image of? When we've been doing our work with people who have been vaccinated, well, bioweaponed, with this ticking time bomb that is known as the COVID vaccine, we've been seeing that the top things that we find under the electromagnetic fields that we're using, we're looking at their body from a quantum perspective and running what's called an imate. We're finding that they have vaccine injury, and it's majority of the time it's protozoa. So it's coming from these parasites that have been engineered into the shots. So what we're really looking at is they're taking these toxins, these parasites, the graphene oxide, the hydrogel, that is no doubt in all of these COVID jabs. But what it is a biodigital realm that they are looking to replace biological. So it's Satan's land, dark land, into God's land. And they're trying to make our immune system obsolete by a way of having it on overdrive, trying to clear these toxins. Eventually it can't keep up anymore. So those clots are a lot of these hydrogel structures, a lot of the toxins and the poisons that either and a lot of people are still researching this, our body is trying to clear them, and then it starts clogging drainage pathways, and the body cannot process toxins anymore, and they get backed up there. So it is no doubt what we're finding being pulled out of people, but is it exactly what we're being told? Not necessarily. It's a lot of that look over there when it's really the problem is over here. And that is the greatest trick in the playbook of trying to distract us from the real problem.
Well, and in a sense, you know, to put it in maybe a more understandable way, we're basically being bioengineered for a future where a biological human doesn't even exist anymore. And so if you think about, obviously, technological advances, even in, let's say, a century, we can look at the internet or we can just look at, you know, travel, whatever. We've seen major technological advances. The world of tomorrow will not be recognized by the world of today. And so that's what we're talking about, is bioengineered humans as a species. And so we're talking about now not a computer model or a car model or whatever looking different now than it was 100 years ago. We're talking about a human model. We're talking about bioengineered humans that essentially can be controlled. And so they're building humans for the future. Now, take into that whatever you want, building us to be slaves, whatever. That's what's going on with this. And the one thing, and I don't know if you've done much research into this, but it's curious because it comes up in some of the rabbit holes I go down with ancient civilizations. It would appear that ancient civilizations knew about this. And yeah. Ancient civilizations knew about parasites and parasite cleanses and other such things to maintain longevity and health. From your research, is that true as well? And why did these ancient civilizations even, in a way, worship this practice? And to us, it's totally foreign.
Oh, I love this. I was just talking about this yesterday, Owen. I love how we're so synced up. I love diving down these rabbit holes too of like, what is real history? Right, we've been so programmed and lied to since birth about so many things. You know, is the moon real? Why do we cleanse during a moon, full moon? What are mud floods? You know, there's a lot of these things that I think are very fascinating. What are aliens? And I've been to 28 countries over the last 20 years. I've been traveling the world. And I have seen on the Egyptian hieroglyphs, and I've even seen, even just the other day, we were looking at petroglyphs, which in Sedona, Arizona, a lot of the natives, and these are said to be tens of thousands of years old as well. These petroglyphs have snakes, maybe there are parasites, but these right here, these hieroglyphs are showing, and what they have shown when I've seen these things with my own two eyes when I was traveling through Egypt during COVID. Nobody was there. They opened up the pyramid. They opened up some temples just for me because they had been closed for 6 months. And I kept saying, God, why are you showing me these things? There's aliens in the hieroglyphs. There were the people doing enemas in the hieroglyphs. We talked about this before. So what is it that they knew that we didn't? Is that I do believe that these ancient and ancestral civilizations possibly knew more than we did right now. And we've just been completely lied to. Even is it really 12,000 years ago? Who knows how long it is ago? There's Tartaria. We can get into all of that and all the rabbit holes. But they have been talking about this because we're living in the same sphere that we always have. There's where we have trees, where we have nature, where we have soil, there are parasites. And I also believe that perhaps back in those days, parasites may have actually been aliens. And what are aliens as we know? Outer space. Who knows what they are? Are they coming from outer space, outside of the land that they say that we live in Antarctica? Who knows if that's even what they tell it is? That is for maybe another day.
All right. Well, let me just stop right there because we're about to go to the break, and I want to be able to at least have two segments of phone calls. So always fun. We could talk for hours. Let me give out the phone number. Your questions for Dr. Diane Kayser on the other side, 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. We'll postpone our seed oils conversation till next time. We'll do that next time. But we're opening up the phone lines now. 877-789-2539. Your questions for Dr. Diane Kayser on the other side of this break.
This is a real attempt to turn America and the world around. This is a real attempt to stop World War III. This is a real attempt to save civilization for our children, because there's not just evil in the world, there's good as well. And so you've got to decide that that's happening and join it and promote it and support Trump and support us and spread the word, because that's what they fear is when you get a mission and you get committed and you take action. So tell everybody about the links at Real Alex Jones. Share the articles, share the videos, follow us at Real Alex Jones. and support us at drjonesnaturals.com with the great products. Support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Get things you need. It takes money to win a war. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. A big sale going on right now. Everybody needs Nitric Boost. It cleans out your blood and flushes all this crap out. Everybody needs the Nano Silver toothpaste and products at drjonesnaturals.com. This is a war! A lot of people have been asking me how they support InfoWars in this critical fight. And it's simple. Support our sponsors. And we brought you something really special that's a limited edition. It is a campaign coin. You've seen campaign coins from different wars, Vietnam, World War II, you name it. Some wars were just, some wars were bad. But still, we've supported the troops and their memento of the campaign they've been through. Well, we're working with one of the top companies in America that is supporting so many great conservative talk show hosts like the Hodge Twins and so many others who come up with so many of these beautiful coins. And this one is the Hold the Line coin. It is a limited edition. And this campaign coin is only $30. We get an additional 10% off with promo code Alex at HoldTheLine.com. HoldTheLine.com. It's got the Liberty Bell. It says Fight for Freedom with other inscriptions on the reverse side. It's got key quotes from the Bill of Rights, from true Americana history. This is a piece of history that funds the InfoWar. So this is a limited edition for InfoWars. If you want to support the broadcast, get the Hold the Line coin right now at HoldTheLine.com. This is how you show the globalists that you're a patriot and you stood up for America and you help hold the line, the most critical point in the info war. Go to HoldTheLine.com and get 10% off with the promo code Alex. It's an amazing limited edition coin. I'm firing the bat signal like Colonel Travis the Alamo. Victory or death, we need your support. It's a piece of history. You get a big discount with promo code Alex. Now go to HoldTheLine.com right now and get the coin, HoldTheLine.com. You want to keep us on air? Get a piece of history? Take action now. HoldTheLine.com.
I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, Mushroom Max, Turmeric 95, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, CBD, Full Spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Lifeline, it's InfoWars MD, and it's available now at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The American way of life is under attack. This is the War Room.
All right, we're about to take your calls. Ask the Doctor with Dr. Diane Kaiser. Now, folks, I really do take my health seriously, and it is an active process. It's not easy. If it was easy, then everybody would do it. So you have to be conscious about it. You have to make smart decisions. But for me, what makes it easier most of the time is the supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. And for all different reasons, whether it's vitamin mineral fusion every morning with more than 100% my daily value of so many things like vitamin A, B6, B12, and just things that you're deficient in, like glycine or boron. There's just one scoop, great taste, vitamin mineral fusion. Or if it's the DNA Force Plus with the CoQ10, the PQQ,
That's why I use the supplements. That's why I'm a product of the products at InfoWarsStore.com. So if you like this show, keep us on the air. If you like our guests, keep us on the air and shop at InfoWarsStore.com. The Save InfoWars Mega Sale is live right now. And it's your support there that keeps us on the air. All right. We've got callers ready to go. And your questions for Dr. Diane Kaiser. We start with Richard in Fort Worth in Texas. Richard, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Richard Reeves here. Y'all hear me okay? Got a good copy?
Yep, go ahead.
All right, awesome. Listen, that eczema is probably a Herxheimer reaction because it's a clear sign of detox. So you were detoxing out some bad stuff, and that'll cause you some skin problems. I'm sure Dr. Kaiser would back that up, but... right now, I'm also on Dr. Brian Artis's nicotine therapy, and I'm just at a little over the minimum therapeutic dosage. And I'll say this: I'm 65 years old, had diagnosed with congestive heart failure back in 2016, and I've seen my skin improve. It's stronger, hardier, healthier, and also my perspiration's improved. That's kind of a weird thing. Is when I was young, you know, when you're young and little and well hydrated in hot weather, you perspire all over your body, and as I got older, I noticed I mainly just perspired in my armpits and maybe my forehead. And then now recently, I'm perspiring all over my body again. So the third kidney thing is a big deal with being able to perspire and get these toxins out. So anyway, that's kind of, I could go on and on, but Dr. Kaiser, I really enjoy your work, and I hope you get together with Brian Artis because the two of y'all together will be more than the sum of your parts.
Are there any signs, Dr. Kaiser, of like good or bad perspiration or what that might mean?
It's a good question as well. So perspiration is good overall. I mean, it's our body's defense mechanism. It's draining. So it's doing its best to save your life, because if you're constipated, I'm not saying you are, Owen, I'm not saying you are, Richard, but if you're constipated, and I don't define constipation as just pooping once a day, we should be theoretically going to the bathroom after every meal. And if we're eating three times a day, if we're eating enough fiber and fats and flavonoids and the things that actually can support our body to drain, we should be going to the bathroom a lot more often. So I tell people eat 35 grams of maybe leafy greens or fiber every single day, and you're not going to have that problem. So constipation is not what Western medicine doctors tell you, which is, oh, you're fine if you're going every 4 days. That's ridiculous. That's nonsense. So you might be sweating more and having skin issues more prevalently if, just like Richard said, the word is a Herxheimer reaction. What that means is your body Herxheimer reaction is a negative response. It's more of an unpleasant response as a result of detoxing. But it's just because you're sweating, it doesn't mean that you're Herxing per se. Usually with patients, when we're supporting them with parasites and detoxing, which I believe everybody should have some kind of a coach or practitioner to work with, because right now it's very complex. There's a lot of questions like this. So you guys could always join our group. All the links that I talk about are on DianeKaiser.com/transform. You could join us for a dollar and ask me like for a second, third opinion on questions like this. But sweating is important. In fact, I'm not sure if you yet have one, Owen. We could talk about this too. But I believe that every family, every human needs to have a sauna, full spectrum, which is infrared technology inside of it, which replicates the sun. And that's how our body gets charge and voltage to have the energy to detox. And sweating is such an important piece of getting the poisons out that are making you sick. So all sweating is, for the most part, your body's adaptive mechanism of trying to take the trash out when it can't in other areas. So I love to sweat. And I know you don't, Owen, in your armpits.
Well, I will give you the good news. You've gotten me off the, obviously, I don't do the Airbud. I don't do the AirPods anymore. I'm almost 100% off that. And I've also, because you convinced me, she was hounding me. She wouldn't leave me alone about it. But I finally found a aluminum-free deodorant that actually works and doesn't cause any side effects. So we can get into that later. I don't want to talk about me here. That's enough. But I will back you up. The sauna, well, I'm in Texas, so the sauna in the winter to sweat. But usually I can just go outside. If I exercise for 30 minutes or just take a walk, whatever, I'm drenched in sweat. So it's easy to do that for most of the time in Texas. But you know, for detoxing and health, the sauna is just so key. And you just feel good after a good sweat too. I don't know. I don't know what that is, but you definitely feel good. I don't want to talk too much more. I want to move on to our next caller here. Let's go to AC in Michigan. AC, you're on the air. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you, Owen. You got me?
Yep.
All right. This is a question for Dr. Kaiser. I really appreciate you being on the show. Thank you very much. This is a little bit awkward for me to ask as a man. I'm just going to shoot it out. It was about a year ago, my wife gave birth to our third child. And after that took place, the hospital really was pushing birth control on her. So anyways, she went on birth control for about a year. And for that entire year, she did not have a menstrual cycle. And it was about a month or two, maybe three ago, that I was listening to the show that you were on, and you were talking about all of the negative effects that birth control can have on a woman's body. And I showed that to my wife, and she actually decided to, you know, get off the birth control pill. And shortly afterwards, she had her first menstrual cycle. And it was absolutely terrible for her. And now she has just, it's not very periodic. It's just sporadic. It's all over the place. What is causing that, do you think? And why is it not very consistent?
Yes. Okay. So you guys can go to my website, DianeKaiser.com/birth control dangers. I've written a lot of blogs and made a lot of videos over the years about Western medicine, big pharma poisoning. And I every single one of these poisons, you know, the prescriptions, they come with consequences. So first do no harm is my oath. And it is unfortunately not in Western medicine. So any pills that we're taking from them, it's like taking candy from a stranger. And we were all taught not to take candy from strangers when we were kids, right? So I'm sorry your wife is going through that. And I applaud her for trying. So what happens with a lot of these medications is they will numb out our feeling to something. We think that they're regulating something nicely, but really a woman's drainage, another way out, a woman that you guys don't have, except for that Olympic guy that just beat the crap out of that woman on in the rings. But that's another story. I don't know if they get period. It's so gross. But back to being on point, periods are a sixth way that women drain toxins, especially something called xenoestrogens. So xenoestrogens is probably the reason why she's having a painful cycle, to be honest. What happens with a lot of things we talked about on previous shows, and I can get into all the P's, I only have 50 seconds left, but plastics, poisons, pesticides, prescription medication, petroleum, phthalates, parabens, a lot of these are what looks like estrogen to the body. It will drive their mimickers. They're not natural ones. It'll drive up estrogen. Then she'll be progesterone deficient. And then she will have painful periods. Then she'll be other nutrient deplete. And then the cycle continues. I can help her. I've helped many women, including myself, do this over the last 15 years. So there's better ways than birth control. Birth control is nasty. All of them.
Just quickly, is it a longer process to recover if you've been on it longer?
Yes, actually, it's a good question. Okay. If somebody has been around longer, there's a lot more recovery.
So that could have something to do with it. All right, we're up against a break. Last segment with Dr. Diane Kaiser on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Take a look at what happened.
On July 13th, 2024, the deep state took a shot not just at Donald Trump, but at America and our republic. But by the grace of God, God's hand was on Donald Trump, and by just millimeters, he survived. Ladies and gentlemen, the deep state, Google, all the big tech companies other than X have been trying to suppress this image. They've been trying to suppress everything about the assassination. But it is so important that we support President Trump and we support the InfoWar that defends and supports Trump by getting this iconic shirt. It takes that incredible fight, fight, fight image and it says never surrender. Under it and on the back, it says the answer to 1984 is 1776 with my signature. Now, this is brought to you by one of the top Patriot apparel makers in America, and they partnered with us and they print the shirts and everything right there in Arkansas. So these are ready to ship right now.
We love you. Yes! Yes! Yes!
When President Trump had eight shots fired at him, killing one man, critically wounding two others, and grazing his ear. He immediately popped back up and said, fight, 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 which translates to never surrender, never back down, never give up. But it takes the exercise of free speech and the financial support in a fight to save our republic. And InfoWars is recognized as the tip of the spear. And right now, we are in a funding crisis and need your support. So I have a 360 win. Get this amazing Never Surrender Trump Fight, Fight, Fight shirt with the answer to 1984, 1776, and my signature on the back, a historic memento, and wear it proudly in public, and you'll probably get, it's what I've experienced, 95% love. You may have some leftists try to physically attack you as well, but it's an adventure to wear this shirt. I've been wearing it out in public, and it's been amazing. And you really see the grassroots support that President Trump has around the country, not just in red cities, red towns, and red states. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is a critical juncture for the republic, and now is the time to wear our colors loud and proud. The red, white, and blue, with President Trump raising his fist defiantly to the New World Order. Go to holdtheline.com and use promo code Alex and you get additional 10% off. By wearing this shirt in public, you raise your fist in defiance with President Trump and myself and many others to the globalist tyranny and say, we will never surrender to the New World Order. And the answer to your tyranny is 1776. We will never surrender. We will fight, fight, fight. Because the answer to 1984 is 1776. Fight. Fight. Fight.
They lied about Joe Biden's health. They lied about Russian collusion and COVID. They lied about Hunter's laptop. And they lied about January 6th. They lied about the Ukraine and Jeffrey Epstein and Hollywood and everything in between. And now they want you to believe that this guy acted alone. Stop believing their bullshit. Everything they tell you is a lie.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, final segment here. Ask the Doctor with Dr. Diane Kayser. By the way, she was in the last segment talking about how important fiber is for your diet. And so, yeah, that's probably one of the areas I'm lacking in my diet. I probably don't eat enough fiber. That's why I take products like prebiotic fiber from InfoWarsStore.com. So, yeah, if I had a better diet, I wouldn't have to worry about that. But I don't have a perfect diet. Nobody probably does. If I had a team of health professionals and dietitians working around the clock to cook my food and make sure I'm getting everything I need, then that'd be fantastic. But I don't. So I've got a supplement, prebiotic fiber, one of the great ways to get your fiber at InfoWarsStore.com, and you support this broadcast in the process. All right, we go back to the phone lines. I want to go to Andy in Wichita. Andy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Owen. Good to talk with you again. Hello, doctor. I was calling because my 26-year-old daughter went and got the COVID shot. And since she's gotten that, she's developed POTS, which I'm sure you know what it is, but, you know, her heart's racing and she's not pushing enough blood flow throughout her body. So she has these spells that she goes on, and this one has been about 3 weeks. I was wondering if you had any other... But we tried the nattokinase, the bromelain, zinc, casuterin, you know, to help alleviate the spike protein that we thought was causing that problem. And I was wondering if you had any further advice, because everything that the MD is doing is not working at all.
I'm so sorry to hear that. And the POTS is really challenging. It's essentially the body creating its own cytokine storm. And we have studies to show that what cytokines are. Spike proteins is another story. But she is, she's manufacturing a lot of things that are like little small crystals or possibly even parasites that are running around the body and also are more subject to her body storing toxins, which are like the graphene oxide. So one thing that we have been seeing a lot of really good results with is a combination of herbs that we've been using, like nattokinase, which supports blood pressure. And we just did a podcast on mine, which is called Cleanse, Heal, Ignite. You can find that on Rumble because I'm censored on YouTube also. This is something that we post there. So we just did two podcasts on this topic. POTS wasn't all the way in there, but the immune kit that we have is on there. It's dianekaser.com/immune kit. You can see we've got a formulation where it binds to a lot of the toxins that are creating this storm. Western medicine doctors are, of course, not going to acknowledge what this is because that's where it was created. So it's something that she didn't have any issues with before or any symptoms before that, or is she more subject to autoimmune disease that you're aware of?
No, she has never had a problem, but my son is a type 1 diabetic, and he's been one since he was 5, so I've always looked at natural things to try to cure things instead of relying on a doctor.
Absolutely. Yeah. She's also in her 20s. And so a lot of women, including myself, if we can't have healthy blood flow throughout the body and healthy circulation, and also there's genetic predispositions to this as well, like the MTHFR, the COMT, those are things that I can support you guys with. These are not things that Western medicine doctors will look at, but there's a lot of things that will predispose somebody to standing up and having a dizzy feeling. And that means that the blood flow is not able to get to the brain as fast as they're moving. And there is an adrenal component to that. There's a thyroid component to that. 25% of women over the age of 40 have not been diagnosed with thyroid disease properly. And Western medicine tests, forget about it. They're not diagnosing properly. They're not treating properly. They're giving you Synthroid. Anyway, she probably has other hormonal underlying issues going on top of the other things that are going on. So I'd suggest looking at that immune kit. Jump into our VIP group, which is dianekaser.com/VIP. You could join for a dollar and we can talk even further about this because there's a lot of people who are struggling with this, unfortunately.
All right, Andy.
Thank you very much, doctor.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to Gigi in Florida. Gigi, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. I just wanted to ask the doctor about the dental anesthetic that she talked about the last time she was on, the name of it.
The good one?
Yeah. Hi, Gigi. I have a whole website that I created to this because dental is a big topic and it's not just the anesthetics, but it's dianekaser.com/dental. I put all of the information in there, including the place, the only clinic that I know of that I work with that I suggested that any anesthetics that they're using go under a microscope and they look to see, they check for the presence of any of these toxins that they've been finding under dark field microscopy that are present in vaccines as well, or the COVID bioweapon. And this is what's tricky, right? As we talked about mepivacaine not being something that had it, but it's really difficult to find. And this is the clinic that I work with is in Tijuana, just on the other side of San Diego. And they're the ones that train other dentists on the topic of the Huggins protocol, biological dentistry, the SMART technique of removing silver fillings. I don't believe that it even makes any sense to work with dentists in the ADA that are trained by America, unless they really truly understand the holistic side. So work with a dentist who is on that website that they just showed, who is an IAOMT clinic trained. A lot of even those dentists aren't looking for what's what kind of materials that they're using inside of the anesthetics.
But
I didn't even use in my last procedure.
Yeah. So nepivacaine, though, is that the answer you're looking for, Gigi? I don't know. Do we lose Gigi?
I've been in dentistry for. Hello.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Can you hear me?
But was that the answer you were looking for? Nepivacaine.
Nepivacaine.
Well, is it nepivacaine? Because that's been around for a long time. Because I'm a dental hygienist, so I've been in dentistry for a really long time, and I just wanted to make sure that when my daughter has some dental work done, that she's not being injected with, you know, something that she's not supposed to have in her body.
Yes, I agree. So mepivacaine is one of the ones they use for the more deep procedures. It's one that I still recommend because things are always changing, right? So things can always change. I recommend working with a clinic who knows about this, what's happening and what is in the dental anesthetics. But if you go to that website, dianecasia.com/dental, I have a video that's 45 minutes long on there talking about all of these things in greater detail, binders that you, I suggest that you use. And if you're a dental, if you're in the dental field, it's really helpful to know this, and you can help your patients to take things before and after that are healthy binders. We talk about what are binders. They bind toxins and clear them out of the body. That's on dianecasia.com/binder. So you can see which ones are good. But don't go into a dental treatment naked, I say, without having these binders, because that's one of the top ways that we get autoimmune disease. And we get toxified. 75% of disease begins in the mouth, and root canals are a big part of that. So I can go on and on, but I think they should all be out of the body as well. I know we have some time for more questions there too, Owen.
Well, I love that. I love the dental hygienist calling in and talking with you. Yeah. That's fun. I wonder if we could even do a whole dedicated show with that. That'd be fun. Hey, Gigi. Thank you so much for calling, Gigi. All right, let's go to Dave in Arizona. Dave, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I appreciate the forum. Doctor, I'm new to this. I got off all of my medicines for hyperthyroid and all that stuff years ago, but really I'm just doing zinc and tonic water to open the channels to absorb that. And off and on, I do the ivermectin, the 1.87, but I'm looking to get a more holistic approach. Other than just jumping into your website, what could you recommend for a 54-year-old guy?
A lot of things, David. Thank you for being open to this and for sharing. Zinc is good. We have to be careful with zinc, though, because since COVID, we've all jumped into the zinc craze. But what happens is if we get high mineral levels of zinc, then we become copper deficient. And if we have copper deficiency, we can get gray hair earlier too. So we always want to make sure we're balancing ratios of minerals. So I'd say that water you're talking about is good. Structured water is good. But step one for everybody I recommend is to have a distiller. Like, hands down, distilling your water. And even after, I know that InfoWars has a good one that was kind of like the Berkey. That's one good pass, but a second pass to get rid of all of the radioactive elements, which are a big part of why we get thyroid disease. I used to have Hashimoto's myself. I reversed it. You can get rid of all autoimmune disease. Don't let the doctor tell you otherwise, but get a distiller. There's one on my website, dianecasia.com/shop. You could use that if you would like to after the InfoWars filtration system. Because radioactive elements end up in the thyroid and causing autoimmune disease or thyroid disease as well. So there's other things I'd recommend as well on top of all of that. But really, 70% or so of your thyroid gets T4 to T3 gets converted in the liver. So I'd say a good liver cleanse, a good liver flush, focusing on drainage support, which very few people even understand what drainage support is. But we talk about all of that. If all of you want to follow along, I recommend this to everybody. It's on dianecasia.com/transform. So that's a really good start for everybody.
A good start and a good finish, I would say, to the show. Dr. Diane Kaiser, always a great hour with you. Appreciate your time and for joining us.
Same, Owen.
All right, and I appreciate the other guests. I appreciate the crew. I appreciate the callers. We'll take a 21-hour break, and we'll do it all again tomorrow. And until then, you stay classy, InfoWarriors. See you tomorrow.
There are a lot of amazing green drinks out there, and the amount of evidence is just massive of how good they are for our whole bodies, but especially our guts. Our immune systems, our vitality, it's so important. But not all of them are made equal. I couldn't operate in the last 10 years without my morning green drink. And I'm telling you, folks, when I started trying this product just about 6 months ago, it was game-changing. It was so much more powerful than any of the products I'd used before. Optimal Human is hands down the best concentrated green drink out there on the market. And we're so excited to be partnering with them to bring it to you discounted with 25% off when you follow this particular link. And it's so simple. You go to optimalhuman.com/Alex. And by just going to that link, no promo code has to be put in, nothing. You get 25% off right off the top by going there. Now, it would take me 20 minutes to tell you everything about this amazing product, but you need to go read about it for yourself. And this is what I call a total 360 win. It's the highest quality, it's a great price, and it supports the InfoWar. optimalhuman.com/Alex, 25% off right off the top, and it funds the InfoWar and empowers your body your stamina, your energy, your health. For yourself and your family, I hope you try Optimal Human now by going to optimalhuman.com/Alex and supporting the InfoWar. So there's the InfoWars MD line that I don't talk about enough that is all the highest quality, whether it's turmeric, or whether it's natural sleep aid, or whether it's saw palmetto, with other compounds that are great for your prostate, also great for women's breasts. It affects the same type of tissues that have those hormonal fluctuations. I'm not a doctor, but I read the literature. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the sections that have the whole line, over a dozen products, InfoWars MD.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.